The dawn of eternity has seen many species able to see, able to be in a state of being, to abandon the eyes of objectivity, to see clearly. When I view the world, I try to remain subjective, imprisoned by logic. How can you stand this and accept this? Am I the only one who's forced this perspective? A source we suspect is a foretold objective, do you think? No. No one knows how it goes. Stop. There was a time when all was sacrificed to maintain the state. Technology's advanced just to pacify the race. Ambition scarred with mountains of material waste. Numb to displaced seeds from celestial space. The stars affect life like the moon changes tide. All the seeds are but given food, light, and time. But will power come from this body and mind? Think maybe it's energy that resides inside. Or does it come down the family tree to be set free as a presupposed genes in me? Does it really matter how I got the key? No, not religion. It was spirituality. This clueless boy and far from home grew into a holy man filled with holes. Spiritual, electromagnetic, biochemical, soul. No individual knows what's supposed to unfold. Upon the opening of my third eye, I realized it came time to set my ties to the lies. I need some consistency from this chaos in life, cause sometimes I find it better without a grip on time. There's so much more than what my eyes may see. It's all here, just tune in to a different frequency. The same ideas and stories repeat throughout history. Arrive in all cultures, yet taught differently. The psychological, mythological symbols inside unite us all within a universal mind. I see cryptic things in my dreams, but why? And what's it mean if it seems from another life? There's got to be more to this thing we call time, cause the future can't be seen if time's a straight line. So combine the sight of instincts and wisdom's eyes, stroke the lows and highs of this ride we call life.